SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
She love tasting my pussy. Oh.
Hello.
She always say, hello, where have you been?
Episode 83. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast. So we went back to the sex club.
And this time it was on a afternoon pool party day.
July 4th weekend. And we got there in typical John and Allie style, very late. The party started at 1 o'clock. We didn't arrive until 6.
So we got there, you know, knowing that people had been there probably for a few hours at least. And ahead of us, probably drinking. I was thinking everybody was going to be all drunk when we got there.
The only other time we'd been there during the day before was also on a holiday weekend. And we got there and everybody was, a lot of people were trashed, drinking. When we walked in, there was a crowd of people sitting at the pool having cocktails. Mm-hmm. They didn't seem too drunk.
No, they were just chilled out by the pool.
But there is a play area in the back, and there's a huge window. And we just kind of sat there and watched the live sex show going on behind there.
It's an outdoor, a big room with beds in it. The glass wall facing the pool, so you could totally see in. And we watched, it was a great show going on in there. There was a hot woman in there fucking different guys, or, and I don't know.
There was a spit roast threesome.
What? What are you talking like that? What a spit roast threesome. Where do you hear that kind of shit?
Oh, Google it.
I will.
Wait, basically, the girl was in the middle with two guys, and she had one dick poking her in her pussy and another one in her mouth.
Okay.
She was sucking and fucking two guys. I thought there were more people in there, too. I know there were more guys in there, at least either watching or participating, but I thought there might have been another girl or two in there, too. It is a big room.
It was lots of bodies.
They steamed up they steamed it up. So,
it was just kind of casual, just sitting out there, having our drinks, relaxing. And then we were talking also to another couple that had been there since it opened up, I guess. And they were really cool.
They were visiting from out of town.
They were there looking for a unicorn. They were on a unicorn hunt.
But we had a long conversation with them about, because they were there looking for the unicorn, and they told us they'd had all this success on finding a single girl on Craigslist. And we have had a lot of good times finding guys on Craigslist. That's a whole other podcast.
Yeah.
But
that was funny.
It was interesting. Because I think they wanted to trade notes.
Yeah.
How do you find the good guys? How do you find any girls?
Right. What's that like? We had some good conversations. And they actually had gone to the Lifestyle Convention in Vegas, the one that we went to in 2007.
We had a lot of similar experiences, and we'd never met, been partying around the same places since, 2007? They had to get back, and there was some confusion. Some people at the party thought that it ended at 8 o'clock.
Or 7, yeah.
And
eight.
Some people were saying midnight. We had just gotten there. It was like 6. By the time we're talking to them, it's getting to be 7, and they needed to go to get back, so they left.
Yeah, but it didn't close till midnight. And after they left, it broke up. Back in the back pool playroom area, I had gone up to the bathroom, and one of the couples was there, the guys, and he's like, have we met? I have a very positive feeling that we've met, and there was a positive feeling attached to it, and I knew it was good, and I was like saying the same thing. I was thinking the same thing. Maybe we've met.
This was the couple that was steaming up the windows.
Yeah, but anyway, we were waiting in line at the bathroom and talking, and I guess his wife was in the bathroom, and she comes out, and he was like, does she look familiar to you? And she said, yes. And then anyway, we didn't put it together at that point, but they said, we're going to go give him a massage in the massage room. You guys should join us. So I went down to John, and I said, hey, the couples in the massage room and wants us to join them. Were you surprised by that?
Yes, but I think I was the only one out of the four people that knew for sure that we had played, and I could tell you what they had on, where we played. I could tell you the podcast.
And you were right, and this was like a first. This is like a very shocking first. But you were right. You said, I think we've played with them before. And I'm like, I don't know. But I know, I feel like we know them or I've seen them. But
that was what was throwing me off, that you were saying that and that they didn't quite remember either. But I did.
And it turned out that as a little time went on, I think the girl figured it out next.
But I was surprised that they had just so matter-of-factly invited you to come into their massage room. It's a massage table where you had a very good time on the show that we give to people when they donate $5. The $5 cocky show.
Okay.
Anyway, you had a very positive experience in there, and we went in there, and he was on his stomach on the table, and she was giving him a back massage, and you went around the other side of the table, and now the two of you girls are both giving him a massage, and I took some pure lube that we had. We didn't have any massage oil, but that stuff works great as massage oil, and I rubbed it into my hands and started giving her a nice back rub, and she had her top off and bikini bottoms.
Did I have anything on?
You had your top off, too. I think you had a sarong around your waist.
Okay.
It was just us talking to them. Again, I was like, I can't believe this. They don't remember us, but I'm not going to say anything. Maybe I am wrong because Allie's not saying, you know, I'm starting to doubt myself. So I'm just, whatever. There's a gorgeous girl here. My wife is in here with me. I'm having a good time. Just shut up and give this girl a back rub and just see where it goes. And it wasn't long that he kind of turned over and bam, you girls both started going down on it, on him, giving him a double blow job.
Yeah, somehow. Did I crawl up on top of the table?
You were kind of sprawled on, just on top of him. It was a massage table. I mean, it's not very big.
It's not very big, but I feel like I was up on the table at one point.
A little bit later. We weren't in there all that long, but you were giving him a blow job, and she turned around and got on her knees and started giving me a great blow job, and I could watch you with him and look down at her, and things were getting pretty hot and heavy in there. And I mean, we're now starting to steam up our own room.
I think he said, you know, because he could see, I mean, you guys, there wasn't any room for you guys to lay down off. Or,
no,
you
small
know,
room.
So he was like, maybe we should move this into another area, another place. So we went upstairs to a private room and got right back where we left off in the massage room. We just kind of like almost like transplanted ourselves in like the same positions where we left off in the massage room into this new room, private room.
He was laying down on his back and you started giving him a blowjob.
She was standing
up in the corner and she's sitting on the bed giving me head.
Yeah. And that's where he realized he was laying on his back and I was kissing his neck and he looked at me and he was like, I remember, oh my gosh, yes, I remember this. And it all hit us that, yes, we had all played together before.
Right.
And that was, but we didn't talk about it, but we all just knew at that moment. It was just all coming back. But you knew ahead of time, I guess. But it's crazy, but that was a couple we played with a year and a half ago, I guess.
I don't remember.
But it was a year and a half ago, and we had a very hot time with him. When I was kissing him, and he said that, and then we kind of knew, but it was never spoken. But we just all just really got down, kissing and sucking. And
I started going down on her. She had been going down on me for so long. I was like, my turn. I want to get between her legs. And it was a small bed, though.
I know. You picked the room with the smallest bed.
I know. Well, it was private. That was why. We could close the door there, and there were a lot of singles there, single guys, and so we just kind of wanted to be kind of locked down for a little while. After I went down on her for a very long time, and I know she'd been fucked up there by, I know her husband, and I know at least one other guy. I have no
several,
idea.
I think.
But she was already wet from us being down the massage table. I hadn't even touched her. But then once we got up stairs, and she'd been going down on me, and we were just all touching, and she was wet, and I went down on her, and eventually pushed me down on back on the bed and got between my legs and started giving me head and popped it up and looked me in the eye. Can I sit on that? That's what she said.
About that same time, we had switched around. I mean, we were on a very small bed. It was like a double bed.
Right.
With four tall adults. Anyway, he grabbed a condom and I got on top of him.
I remember you fucking him on top of him.
Yeah.
And her fucking me, because I could watch you get fucked while I was fucking the other girl. That's a big turn on.
So you guys were both laying down.
And I was laying, yeah, both the guys were laying down.
Was she a reverse cowgirl on you?
Not and reverse. She was just cowgirl, because I could see your tits, and I could see yours.
Okay, yeah, so we were both cowgirl then.
That's probably what broke the bed.
I know.
We broke the bed.
You guys broke the bed on your side. It just completely broke down.
Oh, it was obviously your side too.
No. It was funny.
But you know what? It was kind of good because it broke right down in the middle of the bed. So now it was like we were in a hospital bed because we was like kind of like sitting up.
It broke in a nice way, I guess.
But it was a little uncomfortable for me to get like the right leverage to really thrust hard.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, you should just let her ride you.
Oh, I did for a long time.
Yeah. And I don't know, but the condom that you gave him was kind of too tight around his head or something, the part of the base. And I think he lost his heart on, and then I started sucking his dick again.
He was probably on round two or three. Like I said, they'd been there since one.
Right. That was round three for him. But you were fucking her from behind. Hmm. And I was fucking him. And then that's when it clicked and it hit me. I remembered another fact from the previous playtime that the last time she had wanted you to come on her. That was a big turn on for her. So you were fucking her and I could tell you were about to come, and I was on top of him and I could feel you were about to come. And so I remember that you pulled out and I helped you rip the condom off really fast so you could come on her back. And that was hot. That was really hot. And she wanted us to rub it in. That was like the moment I remembered, oh yeah, she likes come on her.
Yeah. Like I said, I had not forgotten.
I know you didn't, but that's when it hit me. And I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I'm on top of him.
It was very helpful.
And I was like multitasking there, you know?
Yeah.
It was like and remembering something that was a turn on for her.
Yeah.
And ripped that condom off your dick as you were coming. So it squirted all over her back. Mm. And then we rubbed it in. And then he kind of lost his heart on at that point. I guess because I was kind of involved with that, but and that the condom was too tight or something around the base. Then I started sucking his dick and he got back hard again, and I sucked him until he came. And she said to me, he doesn't do that at all, hardly. He's done it one other time. One other person made him come like that, and it's been a long time. So she was like, wow.
Yeah.
She said, I loved watching that, and that was awesome.
They're a great couple, and I hope you won't forget them again.
I definitely won't. And as we were walking out, I even remembered, because they had some top secret careers.
Did we remember to give them our numbers?
I don't know.
I don't think we did that, because we didn't get theirs. We'll see them again at this place, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. So they pretty much left, and we went back out and had another drink. I guess we talked to some single guys. There's one single guy that I talked to earlier that I thought was hot and was a nice guy.
Oh, I thought we were going to be playing with him. It didn't work out, but I knew you had chemistry with that guy for sure.
And he was from New Jersey, and he had a really thick New Jersey accent. It was sexy.
Yeah, what was all the people from New Jersey doing at this club?
I guess
the 4th of July.
I had gone to the bathroom and left you down there. You were talking to some single guys, I guess. So I went up to the bathroom in the playroom area. I came out. I saw a girl. She was playing another guy. I saw that, it was the Jersey guy was fucking her. And I recognized her from meeting her earlier in the night. I'll tell you what it was. I'm turned on when I'm seeing other people get fucked and they're having orgasms. It turns me on. I just want to be close to that and touch. So I asked her partner, I said, does she mind if a woman touches her? He's like, oh no, she loves women. Oh, definitely. It wasn't in a rude way, but I just went up next to them and I just kind of like touched her arm, rubbed her arm, and she grabbed my hand and she was coming. And then I realized it was the New Jersey guy that was fucking her, and he was fucking her really good. And then I was just saying, you know, oh, you're getting fucked really good, enjoying it. And then he turned over and started trying to kiss me, but I kind of pulled away because I didn't want it to seem like I was coming up to take her guy away kind of thing. So I kind of like backed out, and you weren't around. Could have easily slipped into a big thing on the bed.
Yeah, and I would have been sucked downstairs with the single guy.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been cool at all. So I got myself out of that. But I was really just wanting to, like, say hi to the girl, you know. And anyway, I came down, and I told you, oh, let's go up. There's some stuff going on upstairs. And then we started to walk up, and then the girl, we kind of crossed on the stairs.
We were coming up the stairs. She was coming down, and you had, again, your top off with just your sarong wrapped around your waist, and she looked at your tits, and she was just, hello.
Hello, yeah.
Hello, where have you been?
She was all over my tits or something. She was like, where have you been? And I was like, I was just up there. I touched you a little while ago.
And she was like, oh, we have to talk. And she grabbed you and like hooked arms with you and took you down.
Come with me, she was saying. Yeah. Come down here, baby. And she asked if I was into girls or...
Well, meanwhile, yes, we started a conversation with her. But remember, I mean, we're sitting at this cocktail table outside. Lots of people around, but her guy takes off to the bar because they'd been upstairs playing. They wanted to get something to drink. And so he takes off, and she's now got all of her attention on you. She's not bi for her guy. I could tell she didn't have a lot of experience with women, but she really wanted to have more experience with women. She was pretty much dragging you into an outdoor playroom that was right there off of the cocktail area, wanted to take you in there right now, even before her guy got back. She just wanted to grab
you
and go.
She's like, I want you right now. I found out that she had never had a bi experience. She was very enthusiastic.
Vivacious.
That's all I can say. I just gave you a knowing glance like, oh, whoa, this is interesting. Should we go with this flow?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, she was all over me and like wanting to taste my pussy and I just want your tits. I want it.
So there was a bedroom right there with a much bigger bed in this room. It had a sliding glass door, and the whole rest of the room was windows, so everybody could see in. And I said, you guys go in there, and I'll stand guard. And so I stepped in there with you and closed the door, the sliding glass door, but didn't lock it because I was waiting for her guy to come back. And no time was lost. You guys were on the bed, rolling around.
It was like we were wrestling or something. I mean, she was like on fire to try this whole bisexual thing out.
She was determined to go down on you, and she really didn't seem to be that much into you giving her pleasure. She just wanted to give all
and
the pleasure.
And I was trying to let her relax and then take the pleasure, baby. Just take the pleasure. I would start to get her just relaxed into it, and she would get all like excited and want to, I just want to lick your pussy. I want to taste your pussy. She just kept going down. She just kept wanting to go down on me. We were rolling around, and I knew she could have gone on for hours, I think, in the bisexual play the way she was going. I wanted to pull you guys in. So I said, so have you ever given a guy a double blowjob with a bisexual woman? They're really hot. And she's like, no. And then she was all excited about giving double blowjobs. And I say, we'll go up and down and we'll kiss and lick. And she was like getting all excited. And that's when you guys came in and we gave you double blowjobs. So you guys were pulled into it. You went down on her at one point, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. And she's squirming and squealing. I was going down on her, and she's like, I need a cock. I want you to fuck me. Get a condom and fuck me. And she is a pretty young girl, and she was a little tipsy. I just, there was nothing against her.
I put the kibosh on it.
Yeah, you put the kibosh on it and told her that John doesn't have intercourse with girls who can get pregnant. Because she could get pregnant even with a condom. And people don't know this on our podcast, but I have gotten you pregnant with a condom.
And a pill.
Before. So, I'm not shooting blanks over here.
You're very fertile. And yeah, that's one of our things. You know, she was way too young and, like you said, too tipsy. And you knew right away you weren't going to fuck her.
No.
And I just made it easier for you. I said, no, he can't fuck you because he's too fertile.
But I can go down on you and I'm happy to do that. And she said, oh, well, you can, you know, fuck him if you want. She said, I understand. And you did. You started fucking her guy, or he started fucking you. Whichever is the correct way to say it. And then, like I said, she was a little tipsy. So you guys would start fucking, and I could tell she was a little uneasy with it, even though I couldn't go back down on her. And I was, you know, I mean, I got my A game. I'm going to try to give her the best possible time. And she's like kind of mouthing to me, get a condom. Fuck me. Come on. You know? And I'm like, no. But it was perfect timing on your part, because he was doing you doggy, and you, at that moment, her mojo was kind of slipping a little bit, I could tell, but you brought it right back. You leaned across her, and you're nuzzled up against her chest, and you started kissing her again, and she was right back in it. And I went right back down. Right back down between her legs, and
she came.
And I wanted to fuck now. I asked him to come fuck his girl, and I want to fuck you. And I started fucking you where he had left off, and that's hot. It ended back up again with the blowjobs at the end, but this time she was giving me head, and then she's like, I want to see you come. I want to watch you come. And she pushed me down on my back, and she basically started giving me a hand job and using her mouth, but more emphasis with the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And with her mouth, she started talking, and she didn't know anything about me and my little thing about I love the dirty talk, but she was lying to me, and she was lying to me and telling me how big my dick was, but those naughty things that she was saying were really turning me on, and I came. And
I know, and I remember looking back at you. I was giving him head at the same time, and then I looked back at you, and she was saying all that stuff and kind of winked at you because you gave me this look like,
no, I told you, she's lying to me, but I'm loving it.
Oh yeah, you did tell me. She's like, she's lying to me, but I'm loving it.
Your cock is so big. I want to see that big dick come. I've never seen a big dick as big as that. Go watch it come.
That's funny. She was tipsy.
Yes, yeah. But imaginative.
And she was saying stuff like that to me, too, all the time.
But she was surprised,
so
though.
So beautiful. Huh?
But she was surprised, though, because as she had a hold of my cock, you know, right as I was about to come, she held it really hard at the base. Mm-hmm. So when I came, it was pretty powerful. I mean, it came, I shot it all across her tits and even into my own face. And she's wiping it off of me. And
right about that same time, he came on my tits. He must have seen you coming or something. It was almost like a chain reaction thing. But yeah, that was fun. And they were, I mean, she was beautiful. I mean, her eyes, she had the most beautiful eyes. The color, they were pretty mesmerizing, the color of them. And they were like that lagoon, the blue lagoon. And yeah, she was a very, very adventurous, enthusiastically curious.
I don't think she's curious anymore.
Curious no longer. And I let her take advantage of me. I guess it wasn't really me taking advantage of her, even though I was the more bi.
Right.
I still don't think she got a full bi experience.
Well, I mean,
it was, no, you don't know what I'm talking about, but she didn't get the really,
you didn't give her the alley treatment.
The true, like, connected, the way it feels like when you're both mutually connected and giving, and at the same time in the same fluid motion. And because it was more about, she was really eager to pleasure me. She was really, really eager to pleasure me.
Right.
But there wasn't any of the her willing to lay back and
enjoy it from you.
Yeah, take the pleasure. So I went with it. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun and flattering in a way, even though she was saying similar things to me.
She loved your tits.
And my pussy. Oh my God. She loved tasting my pussy. Oh.
Hello.
Hello. She always say, hello, where
hello.
Have you been? Oh my gosh. She did say that. Hello.
She just looked at your tits and framed them with her hands.
Hello. That was fun. So that was a pretty awesome night at the sex club, and we played with two very fun couples.
And so since our last podcast, we've even got more signups for Desire 2012, and we are very excited to meet some of the new friends.
And our sexy friends from past trips that are returning to party at Desire March 31st through April 7th, 2012. Come to swingercast.com, check out our little mini video of Desire, and sign up to join us.
And before we go, I'm just going to ask everybody out there, if you haven't been to our forum in a while, drop by and say hello or send us an email. We'd love to hear from you guys. Say hello.
Say hello.
So thank you all so much for listening. As always, we really appreciate it and hope you all have a great day, evening, morning, whenever it is you're listening to this. Love you, Justine.
No, I just want to lick your pussy. I want to taste your pussy.
And her guy did come back, and I let him in, and then I shut the door again. And this was just a little aside, kind of weird moment for me. You guys are just going at it full on. He and I are like looking at each other, like, aren't we the luckiest bastards in the world? This is hot to watch. And the door opens. The sliding glass door opens. There's a lot of guys and people outside watching already. You can clearly see inside the room. There's windows all around it. But this guy felt he needed to open the door. And then I look at him and he tells me, oh, it's okay. I know what this, you know, what the deal is. I'll help you stand guard. I'm like, well, dude, if you know what the deal is, then you know why the door is shut and you won't mind me shutting it on you. And I closed it. I mean, that's just totally... If we wanted more people to come in, we would have left the door open. Okay, Rico Suave.
I've been here before.
Yeah.
I know what the deal is. Don't worry. I'm protect you.
I don't even know you, but I'm going to protect you. I mean, what the hell is that? Just, that's why the door's shut.